Hey, what's up, everybody? This is your host, Kurt Morgan, and this is the Rambling Man Podcast, Season 1, Episode 1. I just kind of hit the record button and thought I'd figure where the hell I'd go. I'd figure it out. So, in this episode, I want to talk about the prison systems. Been watching some documentaries and prison movies lately, and the main thing that seems to be apparent is if you go to prison or you go to jail, you're gonna have to click up and be in a gang, and you're gonna have to do something you don't want to have to do. And to me, that just seems like it's counterintuitive of what the prisons are supposed to be doing, which is not adding to the fire by putting people in situations where they are forced to survive. And I think, you know, is there a solution to this? You know, I don't believe all the prisoners, you know, somebody goes in on mass murder or rape charges or something like that, molestation, that they deserve to have, you know, decent amenities. I think they deserve to be very, you know, completely punished for what they did. But somebody goes in there for a nonviolent crime, for a drug offense, or somebody goes in there because they defended themselves or whatever the case may have been. And, you know, I just don't see the system the way it is now and the way it's set up that's going to allow these people to figure out what they did wrong and go out in society and make up for that. But, you know, I think if you put yourself in the situation that if you go into jail or prison for whatever reason, you may think to yourself, oh, well, I would never do anything to put myself in that situation. You know, I'm just saying, just think outside the box. You know, just in a theoretical world, you know, if something happened, you would have to do exactly what these prisoners do. If you're white, if you're black, Asian, Mexican, whatever the case is, you know, there's a good chance you're going to have to group up with these guys and survive and defend. But you don't have to, you know, apparently. You can go nomad and be the Lone Ranger and see how that works out for you. But with the extortion and rape and with, you know, beatdowns and stabbing and everything else that goes on continuously in the prison systems, it's obviously it's not working. You know, we have the phrase institutionalized. We obviously have that phrase is because there's something going on with these prisoners when they come out. They're not being rehabilitated by any means. Only rehabilitation is more or less a new education in crime. Now they know how to do more than what they knew but prior of going into prison, and to me that just doesn't make any sense. And is there a solution to this? I don't know. I think like anything else, you have to really sit back and really design a prison and design the faculty and the facilities to embody a rehabilitation, not embody a, you know, a cage that these guys are forced, they're forced to be animals. The prison guards are definitely separated from the prisoners, and I don't think that there's a, I don't think that most cops and most, you know, people who work in the prison systems or work within corrections, I don't think that they even come close to viewing anybody that walks through those doors as human. You know, I've gone to jail for a warrant on traffic tickets, and it's really, it's a very insignificant crime. It's nonviolent. You know, only thing it did was hurt me. It didn't hurt anybody. It didn't hurt the system. You know, nothing happened of it other than the fact that I had to pay and couldn't afford to pay. And now my situation at that time had gotten a lot worse. But it did not seem like they were there. It felt like they were trying to force me into a situation that I couldn't get out of by adding more charges and adding more fines and more fees. And you know, I'm thinking to myself, like, this is a traffic ticket, man. Like, really? Like, is this what the system is really set up for? I'll tell you right now, the correctional facilities and the courts, and I mean, that is the biggest racketeer that I have seen in the United States growing up. I mean, just go to a traffic court on a Wednesday anywhere in your city, and from 8 a.m. until 2 o'clock, and you'll see how much money rolls through in that period of time. And that's just one courtroom. You know, there's multiple courtrooms going on doing the same thing. And is there a solution to this? I don't know. If you have any ideas or comments, just please call and let me know. This is the